Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Humanity will pay for abuse of the environment, warns the World Wildlife Fund. Future generations can expect to see a severe fall in living standards as humanity begins to pay for its huge environmental overdraft with planet Earth, a leading conservation group has claimed. Human development will begin to plummet within 30 years because we are fast running out of space and resources to sustain the turbocharged lifestyle of the developed world, says World Wildlife Fund International. Unless governments take urgent action to encourage a more sustainable way of life, human welfare will go into drastic decline by the year 2030, with falls in average life expectancy, lower educational levels, and a shrinking economy, the World Wildlife's Living Planet Report 2002 says. Exploitation of the Earth's renewable resources has grown by 80% in the last 40 years and is now 20% higher than the natural capacity of the planet to replenish itself, the report says. Since the 1980s, the use of natural resources has consistently outstripped supply, and yet the rate at which resources are being depleted is increasing because people are chasing a higher standard of living at the expense of environmental degradation. Within 50 years, we will be exploiting the renewable resources equivalent to two planet Earths, which is clearly impossible to maintain. Jonathan Lowe, the author of the report, said the current rate at which the human population was growing and using natural resources was fundamentally unsustainable, and without further change, a point would come when development would go into reverse. We do not know exactly what the result will be of running this massive overdraft with the Earth. What is clear, though, is that it would be better to control our own destiny rather than to leave it up to chance, Mr. Lowe said. According to the report, the Earth has about 11.4 billion hectares of reproductive space on land and sea, which means about 1.9 hectares for each of the 6 billion people on the planet. Yet the average consumption per head of population is equivalent to about 2.3 hectares per person. This ecological footprint varies enormously when differences in lifestyle are taken into account. The typical African, for instance, consumes resources equivalent to 1.3 hectares of land, whereas the average European, it is 5 hectares, rising to 9.6 hectares for the typical American. Claude Martin, the Director General of World Wildlife Fund International, says in the report's foreword that improvements in the quality of life for many people in the world since the Rio Summit of 1992 have exacted an unacceptable price from the global ecosystem. The past decade has witnessed fires on an unprecedented scale in the tropical forests of Brazil and Indonesia, coral bleaching that has left vast areas of reef in the Caribbean, Indian, and Pacific Oceans as ghosts of their former selves, the collapse of commercially viable fish stocks in the Atlantic, the ecological devastation of the Black Sea, Aral Sea, and Lake Chad, and the continual loss of precious wetlands and freshwater ecosystems around the world, Mr. Martin said. By continuing to abuse the biosphere through the inequitable sharing of the world's resources, we undermine the chances of eradicating poverty and put the whole of humanity under threat of global climate change. A spokesperson for the World Wildlife Fund said that where once each generation could expect to be financially better off and have a higher standard of living than their parents and grandparents, scientists are now predicting a reversal of fortunes. The report was published 50 days before the start of the World Summit on Sustainable Development, which begins in Johannesburg, South Africa, on July 26. This story was written by Steve Connor, science editor of the Independent Digital Limited. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come